From Tidbits on September 9th, 2013, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Adam Inks discusses online privacy on Tech Night Owl. On the latest installment of the Tech Night Owl Live with Gene Steinberg, Adam Inks talks briefly about Samsung's new smartwatch and Microsoft's acquisition of Nokia's cell phone unit, before focusing on a variety of privacy-related topics connected to Joe Kissel's Take Control of Your Online Privacy, the NSA's campaign to undermine internet security, revelations continue to mount with regard to the capabilities of the U.S. National Security Agency, which, newly revealed documents show, has long been working to crack widely used internet encryption technologies and covertly influence and or overtly leverage technology firms' products to make them exploitable. In this joint article by ProPublica and the New York Times, the damning details are piled ever higher, suggesting that the NSA can decrypt internet traffic protected by SSL and VPNs, as well as encryption used in 4G-based smartphones. Apple event confirmed for September 10, 2013. Apple has sent out invitations for a special event to be held on September 10, 2013, at the company's headquarters. We expect the announcement of new iPhone models, the imminent release of iOS 7, and perhaps some other surprises. The invitation features a number of multicolored bubbles, and the text, "This should brighten everyone's day." Could it be a hint at often-rumored multicolored iPhones? Amazon announces Kindle Matchbook. Starting in October 2013, Amazon will begin offering Kindle Matchbook, a new service that enables you to obtain free or discounted Kindle copies of any qualifying physical books that you've purchased from Amazon, dating all the way back to 1995. The Kindle editions will range from free to $2.99. Microsoft buying Nokia's cell phone business. All Things D reports that, in an attempt to compete with the duopoly of iOS and Android in the smartphone market, Microsoft will buy Nokia's cell phone unit for nearly $5 billion, and will license Nokia's patents for another $2.18 billion, for a grand total of $7.17 billion. The move gives Microsoft the hardware portfolio and control it believes it needs to succeed in the phone business, and lets Nokia focus on its remaining businesses in cellular networking equipment, location-based services, and other technologies, which accounted for roughly half the company's 2012 sales. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.